here's a story from The World.
Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the former head of the Russian oil company Yukos. His business savvy made him at one point the richest man in Russia. Now he lives in exile in London. In a new book, The Russia Conundrum, How the West Fell for Putin's Power Gambit and How to Fix It, Khodorkovsky describes a future where Russia is welcomed back into the global community. He spoke with me last week through an interpreter. Today, part two of our interview, we pick up on the question of who in Russia is able to confront Putin. What is the state of opposition and dissent across Russia? I mean, so much of the opposition is now in exile or in jail, or they've been killed.
Today, we have two types, or rather three types, of opposition in Russia, opposition to regime. One is the communists, who at present have almost merged with Putin. The second are national patriotic forces. These are those people who are the moving force of the war in Ukraine at the moment, the moving factor. And the third one is Democrats. I wouldn't call them liberals, but these are Democrats, democratic forces. And this part of the opposition at the moment is experiencing a lot of change. Those Democrats who stood for legal methods of fighting the regime, participating in elections, peaceful protests, that part of the opposition is slowly losing their influence on society. Those people in opposition who are gaining influence are those who think that to confront this regime can only be done by force, or at least by threat of force, threat of violence. And I think this process will come to fruition within the forthcoming few months.
Will it really happen that quickly, given the strength Putin's security forces have over the country?
People will mobilize. They are mobilizing, and there are already draft offices, conscription offices burning, being set on fire in dozens. Mobilization has been declared. People are going to find themselves on the battlefield, and they will be coming back, both injured or deserters, with weapons in their arms. These are the processes which will take a few months, perhaps until summer next year, and this will grow and become much more obvious, much more significant. And politically, this is quite fast.
I'm speaking with Russian exile and Putin opponent Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Mr. Khodorkovsky, in the 2000s, you led the important oil firm Yukos, and you famously challenged Vladimir Putin face-to-face on live TV in Russia. That video has basically disappeared from the internet. Take us back to that point in time. What were you trying to accomplish?
Has it really disappeared from the internet? Quite recently, I looked at the link and it was still on the YouTube. That was the point in time when Russian businesses wanted to move on to become transparent. Our company, Yukos, was one of the leading Russian companies at the time. And we wanted to have an IPO in America. At the time, the Sarbanes-Oxley law was adopted in the U.S. that demanded that companies control corruption practices within their own companies if they wanted to do an IPO in the stock market in the U.S. So my colleagues in the Russian Union of Industrialists and Entrepreneurs decided to go to Putin with a proposal and say to him, let's start global work, cleaning up, getting rid of corrupt practices in the country. Unfortunately, it turned out that Putin, in fact, had already decided the opposite. He had already decided that he was going to make corruption one of the linchpins of his regime. With the help of the corruption, he decided to control his closest circle. And fighting corruption was something totally unacceptable. And that was clearly obvious in that video. When we're talking about corruption, Putin, contrary to what any normal politician would do, who would in any case would say, oh yes, let's fight corruption, and then would do nothing. Putin didn't even find it in himself to say those words.
That event ended with a lengthy jail sentence for you. You were one of the most powerful men in Russia at the time, and you ended up in a gulag, a Siberian labor camp. You say prison changed you and your view of the world. Can you explain what you mean?
When I left to go to prison, I was a businessman. 10 years of prison, 10 years of jail, made entrepreneurship less interesting for me than it was for me before jail. I suddenly realized in myself that it is impossible to be free in business if the whole country is not free, if people in the country are not free. And fighting for democracy was first and foremost, was the main objective that had to be resolved, that had to be achieved, even compared with economic issues.
Can you imagine going home again, Mikhail Khodorkovsky? And where do you consider home?
Home, for me, as well as for many other people, is the place where my family, my friends are. At the moment, this circle has been dispersed across a whole range of countries. But if we're talking about my native land, my motherland, my fatherland, it's Russia. It's the only one. And I would like to be able, in my lifetime, to see that Russia has come back onto the path of democratic development. And if I can do anything to promote it, I will do it. If and when Putin leaves the political stage or just dies, this possibility will arise with a quite likelihood inside the country. And then for Russia, it would be dangerous to have this idea of searching for a good or kind czar. There could never be a kind czar in Russia. Such kind czars like Gorbachev lose power. What is important for Russia is to change the structure of power. Russia should become a parliamentary republic. Russia should become much more federalized in its makeup. But it should remain as Russia. And in that case, the world would have a non-aggressive neighbor, and Russia would get the possibility of democratic development. And whatever I can do in order to put it in place, I will do.
Mikhail Khodorkovsky joined us from London. His new book, written with Martin Sixsmith, is The Russia Conundrum. We spoke with Khodorkovsky through interpreter Elena Cook. Thank you very much.
Спасибо за этот разговор. До свидания.
You can hear our entire interview with Mikhail Khodorkovsky on our website, theworld.org.